Audio Bookshelf presents My Brother Sam is Dead by James Lincoln Collier and Christopher Collier. Read by John C. Brown. It was April, and outside in the dark the rain whipped against the windows of our tavern, making a sound like muffled drums. We were concentrating on our dinner, and everybody jumped when the door slammed open and banged against the wall, making the plates rattle in their racks. My brother Sam was standing there, wearing a uniform. Oh, my, he looked proud. "Sam," my mother said. We hadn't seen him since Christmas.
"Shut the door," Father said. "The rain is blowing in."
That's the way Father was. Do right first, and then be friendly. But Sam was too excited to pay attention. "We've beaten the British in Massachusetts," he shouted.
"Who has beaten the British?" Father said.
Sam shut the door.
"We have,"
he said, with his back to us as he slipped the latch in place. "The Minutemen, the damn lobsterbacks, marched out of Boston yesterday. They were looking for Mr. Adams and Mr. Hancock, and they marched up to Lexington. Some of the Massachusetts Minutemen tried to stop them there in the square, but there were too many British, and they got through and went on up to Concord looking for ammunition stores. But the Patriots got the stores hidden mostly, and they didn't find much. And then, when they turned around and went back, the Minutemen hid in the fields along the roads and massacred them all the way back to Boston." Nobody said anything. They were silent and shocked. I couldn't take my eyes off him. He looked so brave. He was wearing a scarlet coat with silver buttons, and a white vest and black leggings halfway up to his knees. I envied him.